Hi, I'm Carrie at www.missourighost.net. You are listening to Ghostly Talk.
Mommy Bee's dinner. No, I ate them all. Said, come get your coat on. Going to the mall. Gonna visit Santa. Sit upon his knee. But all that I could think about was how not to cut the cheese. Waiting there for Santa. Thought that I'd explode. The gas bubble grew bigger with every ho, ho, ho. Tried my best to hide it, that I was doing swell. But when I sat down on Santa's lap, he hollered, what's that smell?
Stradivarius.
I'm Hypnotize.
Nope. Who is it?
It's Trans-Siberian.
That's Trans-Siberian again? No kidding.
A.K.A. Sabotage.
Yeah, no kidding. There you go. He advanced another good... See, there's a true...
There you go.
There's a true metalhead right there. Throwing it out. Throwing the facts out there. Okay, I don't even want to get into it. We'll talk a half an hour on that. Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because you know what I grabbed out of the archives, actually, Vance?
What's that?
In honor of Vance, I wanted to bring this up. I don't know if you picked this up or not, Vance, but, well, I got it last Christmas. My mom bought it for me last Christmas. The Awaken the Guardian box set by Fate's Warning.
Dude, I just got that, like, a couple days ago.
Isn't it awesome?
Oh, it's incredible.
I mean, they remastered the whole album. They put all the demo tracks on there, and they also gave you a bonus DVD. Okay, by the way, Fate's Warning is a really cool band. Okay, we've talked about Fate's Warning numerous times on the show, but it also has this bonus DVD on here from, like, the only recorded performance they know that exists by Fate's Warning during the Awaken the Guardian era. Very, 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 very good album right here for anybody who listens to metal and listens to Ghostly Talk. This is Scott L. and Vance S. West approved right here. Fate's Warning, Awaken the Guardian, Metal Blade Records, 1986. I thought it was 1986. Very important year for metal right there. Okay, enough of that. I had to throw it out to you, Vance. You picked this up, though?
Oh, absolutely. It's, I'm a huge Faith fan.
Oh, yeah, these guys are absolutely. I mean, this is like metal on metal right here. Okay, sorry, let's move on. We got the link up on the front page.
Yes, we did.
Okay, excellent.
We pulled it together. We're happening here.
Over on the left in the menu and all the red links on the left.
That mess of links.
Yeah, you know, we have the ORVP-1, ORVP-2, and now we have Trinity Science RV Project 2005.
Okay, cool. So if you click on that
December
link.
December 2005.
December 2005, okay.
Yeah.
If you click on that link, it's going to take you to the page. Hopefully this will help people out. Hopefully this will give us, like I said before the break, along with the audio guide we're going to do here tonight, this is going to give you a visual guide to look over also when you're listening to the show in replay or whatever it's being done as nowadays. So, Vance, where do you want to start with this thing?
Well,
let's not put the guy on the spot or anything like that.
I want to look at the page. Can we look at the page real quick?
Okay.
I think you have it in a tab up there. Yeah. We've got, Trinity Science RV. Okay, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 target IDs.
Yeah, 4 target IDs. You know, the way this came about is, usually a couple times a year, the internal team here at Trinity Science, we usually do a couple projects, big projects a year, and you know, create these big, huge, behemoth of reports on things that, just whatever we choose to target. Well, anyway. Created a new one a couple weeks ago, and had the team start doing some work on it. And I thought, well, you know what? This might be interesting to go ahead and open up to everybody, and have your listeners and people who might be interested in submitting get involved. And initially I thought, well, it might be maybe 2 IDs total, 2 target IDs that this might span. And as I started kind of outlining where I wanted to go, it's becoming this huge huge project. So now we have 4 IDs that we have up on that page. Just so I can kind of explain what we have is each target ID, it'll have target ID, the Alpha, Beta, Charlie, Delta. Hopefully that doesn't confuse anyone. That's just my way of numbering things, knowing, which ones I created first. It does not matter what order you do with them. And I mean, the important thing is just working on the target IDs that are there. Mm-hmm. The target IDs are the numerical IDs, the first one, 53648869, subsequent down. Again, it doesn't matter how people work them, but so we have 4 target IDs right now. And what we're looking for is just everyone, who's interested to work these targets. And as we have in the past with the ORVPs, we've supplied some resources and links to, if you've never remote viewed before, want some information down in the download sections on that page, we have some overviews, some guides to kind of help people along on what the heck remote viewing is.
Mm-hmm.
And how it works, how you can go through it, and that'll kind of guide them along if they're brand new to this. And so basically we're just, we have a question that we're trying to we need solved, and we're looking for people to send in remote viewing work.
Now, the big thing we got to remember too, and we're going to repeat this over and over again.
Well, do we know, or are we allowed to know? Is there an actual answer that we'll be comparing with, or is this not rhetorical? What's the other?
Is it verifiable?
Is this verifiable, or are we not even allowed to know that? Because I don't mind being in the dark if it's.
Yeah, I'll keep everyone in the dark.
We're in the dark.
I mean, it's an actual target.
Okay.
It's something that does exist. But yeah, we'll just leave it at that. You guys know how.
Because I know there's usually very, very little that you can find out from these folks these targets other than the numbers.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we want to keep the viewers what we call blind, and when we say blind, what we mean is the viewer, the person doing the remote viewing or the PSI activity, and they're totally, they have no information whatsoever about what these numbers represent. And
okay.
Again, the numbers are not important. The numbers just represent a question,
mm-hmm.
or a target. That's what we call the target.
Mm-hmm.
So they have no meaning. They're just assignments internally so we can keep track of what goes with which question.
Mm-hmm.
We like to keep the viewers entirely in the dark, so they're, I mean, the target could be anything. We want to keep it that way, so there's no information being relayed, so it doesn't, you know, skew our the scientific aspect of it.
So this is a real project that's being undertaken by Trinity Science, and you've got your folks working on this.
Yeah, that's what's going to be different, you know, compared to the ORVPs in a sense where, you know, we've had people that work the ORVPs that are, you know, advanced and professional remote viewers, but not many of them. Most of them are the, you know, the viewers that listen to your show that are interested. This one is kind of unique in the sense that the internal team that I have here is something that we had just initiated. So we already have, you know, quite a bit of session work coming in, and you know, I decided, hey, let's go ahead and open it up and see what other data we can get. And also, you know, let me just stress that some of the other advanced remote viewers, professional remote viewers out there, if you're listening or if you get information on this project, by all means, please, you know, I'm humbly begging for your session work on this. There's a link that I have, and there's on the site, on the page for remoteviewed.com. That's an excellent website by Daryl Daz Smith, and he has done some tremendous work in taking the original CRV manual and putting together what he calls the open source CRV guide. And it's kind of like a layman's guide to the original CRV manual. And I put it up there, and I spoke to Daz a couple days ago via email, of course, and you know I was asking him, you know, could I please link this, because it's probably the best manual I've seen explaining how to get going in remote viewing, specifically this CRV method that was originated in the military and came through that background. So, you know, excellent site that I have linked up there, remoteviewed.com, lots of history, information, examples, but again, this excellent guide on there. And individuals like Daz, dude, if you're listening, love to get your work on this one and some of your students. You know, Daz has some of the most amazing session work I've seen in many, many years. He's an excellent remote viewer. He's based over in the UK. So hopefully we can get some of those more advanced professional level people to submit in addition to, you know, the team here and then also your viewers and listeners and go from there.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing is that I, you know, we've repeated it before, and I mean this goes without saying. Well, it has to be said. I think is just this is an open project, and I think this is the biggest hurdle we've had with this. If I'm correct, Vance, is I know we're trying to get as many results from these things as possible. More data means more information, right? And that's more findings, more things to check out. I think a lot of people, and I won't lie, I kind of have that inhibition also. When I decided to do it on ORV too, I was like, man, I'm going to be dumb. I'm going to be an idiot. I'm going to be fun of. Well, I get made fun of anyway, so I'm like, well, I'm used to that. Let's just do it, right? So, but, I mean, I had the inhibition too. People, this is a wide-open thing. Whether you're wrong or right is not the point. The point is that you're trying to do this thing. It's a new experience. It's going to help Vance out. It's going to help Trinity Science out. And that's what's really important to us right now is to do this stuff. And we want to learn from this. Right?
What I like is that it's sort of a level playing field.
Absolutely.
Because, even if Mr. Doss, we already know that you've got your folks doing this, they're all doing these same target IDs.
Exactly.
It's a level playing field. If I should sit down and do it, right? I'm equally as interesting or equally as important to the project as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you know, and we're going to keep, you know, as we have in the past, people that submit session work, you know, I'm not going to release their names or I'm not going to associate names with session work unless they want me to. So
yeah.
you do not need to, you know, worry about being, oh, geez, you know, because, again, as I've stressed so many times on the show, it doesn't matter if you've been remote viewing for, you know, 10 years or 10 minutes. You can have bad sessions and good sessions. There simply is no such thing as being 100% correct 100% of the time. Everyone, professionals, advanced, you know, and beginners alike, have good sessions and bad sessions. That's just, you know, that is the nature of remote viewing. That's why you see session work that, you know, wow, you know, this is a really horrible session, but then there's that one page that has, you know, little glimpses of actual target data.
Mm-hmm.
That is remote viewing. It's you know, a very frustrating science because we're human beings trapped in a physical body trying to communicate with you know, our subconscious and this idea of data that is coming from, you know, whatever your hypothesis is on how that works. We're trying to figure out a line of communication to get this information to our physical body onto pen and paper. And it just has not been perfected. So there really is no such thing as someone that's able to remote view 100% correct 100% of the time. So, mm-hmm. you know, the best viewers in the world, you know, the Joe McMonagles will be the first to say, oh, yeah, you know, I have crappy sessions all the time. So please, please do not worry about being embarrassed or put on the spot. We're not going to do that. You'll be anonymous unless you say, you know, please do, you know, publish my name. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. No need to worry about that.
That's the big thing. That's always been the big hurdle, I think, for people to do this thing, is because we've opened it up to everybody. Well, you opened it up more or less, Vance, and graced us with your presence to work on this thing with you. It's just that. You know, don't worry about it, people. It's cool. I did it. Will did it, I think. Will, you did the first one. You were on the first one, weren't you?
Yeah, I didn't get it sent in, though, in time.
Ah, see?
See?
I had technical issues.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because I know, I think I faxed mine in to you, Vance. Am I correct? I think I faxed mine in. I'm not sure.
I believe so. I believe you did. Yeah.
I was at work, so hey. Might as well, right? That's just a big thing right there. And I hate to see people be dispelled from this thing because they're just, you know, I don't want to be embarrassed. No, you're not going to be. No, nobody will ever know. Nobody will ever
right,
know.
Right, exactly.
You know,
totally anonymous.
Totally
and we
anonymous.
We have, on that page there, we have an email address, ORVP@trinityscience.com. You can email in sessions, scan them, whatever you need to do, get them into data form, email them, and or there's a fax number on there also. You can fax the sessions right in.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, we don't care what method you're using. How, you know, if you take a pencil and scribe something onto a napkin at a Denny's restaurant, perfectly fine. Just get it in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, we're agnostic in the sense that we do, you know, the methods and the how you're doing it, we don't care. It's, you know, I think we've gotten to the point in remote viewing as a field, hopefully, that people have gotten away from this methodology religious war that was going on for so long, where, you know, oh, CRV is you know, better than SRV or is worse than TRV, you know, SUV, you know, whatever you have. You know, we've gotten away from that, where people have finally kind of opened up and approached it in a sense that they realize that psi abilities and the idea of remote viewing is a term that's been around for, you know, only maybe 30 years, but this idea of being able to perceive information about, you know, people, places, events, or things anywhere in space or time, that ability has been around for the beginning of time.
Yes.
So we're not dealing with something new. It's a new, maybe formal method that's been applied to a very, very old, timeless skill.
That's the big thing, too, is it's like anything, with anybody we've had on the show that we've learned from, any guests, psychics, I don't know, magicians, I don't know, anybody who's been on the show, it's always been that motif that's come through with all that. It takes practice. You got to practice at it. And even like you said, Vance, I mean, and this follows also. You're going to have your bad days. You're going to have your bad days. You're going to have days where your session work just sucks. that's totally understandable. I believe we're dealing with things right now that we don't quite understand. I mean, Vance, do you think you understand everything there is to know about remote viewing?
Oh, I know I do not. You know, I mean, every single day, you know, I'll see data from a remote viewer, or I'll speak to someone or read someone's posting or you know, discuss personally with someone, and I realize, you know, I absolutely know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the longer I'm involved and the more people that I'm, you know, meet and talk to, you realize that, you know, you just there is no end. You
mm-hmm.
just keep going and going and going. And you know, once you, I had a teacher one time that told me, once you think that you have the end all truth of something, that's when you cease to learn, and essentially you die, not in a physical sense, but die in the sense of your ability to learn what you're trying to do, because it's an endless, endless thing.
And that's the thing about working on stuff like this, is that there's always stuff to learn. There's always stuff to learn with these things. I mean, we're always learning. That's my. That's what we do here. I mean, there's not really much you can comment on that. It's a very simple statement.
Well, I wholeheartedly agree with that on many fronts. Not only, you know, remote viewing, but a lot of things. Even the debate about orbs, mm-hmm. as, you know, dust versus ghost, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And did you use a CCD versus, did your flash go off? And then it's all so interesting. It does get a bit, long-winded at times. But at the same time, we don't know, and I can see cases for both sides, so that's the problem. So, same thing with remote viewing. What I think, though, is that if you do follow a specific method, is there a spot on that cover sheet to write it down?
I think there is. Isn't there, Vance? You include that all at, yeah.
Exactly. In the downloads section of that page, there's what we have, prepared worksheets, and there's actually worksheets in that little package. It's a PDF file. You can either open and print it, or you can save it to your desktop locally, print it, and it's actually sheets that you can kind of go through that'll guide you through the first what we would call stages or steps of a typical remote viewing session,
mm-hmm.
And you can actually just more or less fill in the blanks, for lack of better verbiage. And so it kind of makes it simpler for people that have never remote viewed or are still new. You can use those prepared worksheets. Check out the project overview and RV introduction. It kind of gives you there's some examples of what it would look like on the actual prepared worksheets. It goes through each step from the initial step of producing a scribble, what we call an ideogram, and decoding it and getting your perceptions, and then moving to an initial sketch of the target. So it's kind of guides you through everything. And then, of course, below that we have the actual military CRV manual, which is the if you're brand new to remote viewing, that's a tough one to read. It's a hard read. It's written in military language. You know, it's very anal. A lot of it doesn't make sense, and you're like, what are they talking about? That's why if you are interested in researching this a little bit. The open source CRV guide right above that by Daz is just an excellent resource because he really took the CRV manual, broke it down, and made sense out of it. So you can read it and you can actually see, and this is the beauty of his guide, is the military CRV manual has the full six stages of CRV methodology remote viewing laid out. So in the open source CRV guide by Daz, he actually lays out step by step, more or less, the full six stages of the CRV methodology. I mean, of course, it's just a manual, and it's hard to really learn from a manual. It's more of a supplement. But you can get an idea, and you can actually see examples of how it's done. So if you're really interested and you want to kind of pursue it more, excellent resource. You know, nothing beats, you know, the ability to sit down with a teacher or get some type of legitimate instruction.
Mm-hmm.
But excellent resources.
We have a copy of the CRV manual in the Ghostly Talk library.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't lie to you, Vance. I mean, I did the best I could with that thing. I just decided, I'm like, hey, I'm going to print all 800 pages of this thing out, and I'm going to go through it. And it's very interesting. But, yeah, I think what you're talking about, it sounds like, I mean, I'm going to definitely check this out. The open source, you said it was the open source.
It's linked right there in the download section. It's called the Open Source CRV Guide, and it truly is. I mean, I've been so impressed by this that's why I'm talking so enthusiastically about it. It is really, truly a brilliant. I mean, I wish that the project overview and RV introduction that I put together was as well written and put together as this Open Source CRV Guide. Daz over at remoteview.com has done just a brilliant job and kind of breaking this down so people can read it and say, oh, okay, I understand this. And, you know, just, you know, kudos to him for doing that. And as I say, you know, Daz, you know, thank you. But also, man, love to see your session work on this one. If you get this message, you know, please. I mean, he has done some amazing – actually, one of the examples in – If I'm not mistaken, I could be mistaken, but in the open source CRV guide, there's an example of Stonehenge, a session he did on Stonehenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that was a target that I had passed out to a group of remote viewers that, that Daz actually participated in,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of his example sessions from that tasking. And I remember looking at that session thinking, you know, my God, this guy just nailed this target from the get-go, and
mm-hmm.
it's really brilliant because it's another example of a blind remote viewer having no idea what the target was. It, you know, could have been a, you know, a bouquet of flowers, an apple, a basketball, or Stonehenge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, it just a myriad of possibilities. And from the get-go, here he is, you know, sketching out, you know, large blocks and going on to, I mean, it was just amazing, amazing work. But like I say, I've been so so honored and so blessed, you know, to work with some amazing, you know, remote viewers. And you know, the team I work with are, you know, in my opinion, some of the best in the field. I mean, whenever I work on real operational projects and you know, missing persons and such, you know, it's such an honor to work with you know, the people I have, and you know, I'm very fortunate to work with Edward and Damien and Jessica. I mean, they all just put in incredible work, and we solved some problems, and that's really the big thing. But yeah, I'm very, very fortunate, very lucky.
Well, go ahead, Doug.
One of the things is if you do use a known method, if you're trained or whatever, there is a spot to put it down.
Yeah.
It's, of course, optional, just like all the other stuff. You mm-hmm. know, he's anonymous, and I'm not telling you anything.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Here's my picture, here's my scribblings, right?
Yeah.
Or ideograms.
Right.
But, or you could put it down, but that's not going to really mean anything except for historical purposes.
Just information.
Just out of curiosity more than anything. And
yeah,
as you mentioned in the download section there, there's what we call a submission cover sheet, has some information on there. If people would be so kind as to, you know, fill that out and send it in. It, you know, it's not as important as getting your session work, but, you know, for information purposes, it helps me out because I compile information as to what methodologies people are using,
mm-hmm.
You know, just interesting information I like to keep.
Right,
like
but, it's
certainly,
for joining them.
But it's certainly not related to the actual project itself. It's
no,
just,
no,
this is,
not at
just
all.
Develop stats to look at.
To develop some stats.
Exactly,
yeah.
And that's
yeah.
totally cool. The thing, in regards to the packet that you have put together for these things, Vance, I will mm-hmm. be one of the first, well, I'll be the first person on this show to say it. that thing helped me out in leaps and bounds, because I would have been lost, I think.
Did it really? I mean,
I'm telling you, Vance, I haven't had a chance to do this, but it really, really helped out. I was
okay,
able, because it really walks you through.
Right.
I mean, it's set up in that thing where it's kind of a guide slash, you know, medium for you to put your results or your session work on. But it tells you, Vance kind of tells you, hey, look, this is, you know, there's an introduction and stuff like that. Here's what we're doing here. Here's how we're going to go about it. And then it tells you, this is what I want from you here. Okay, I'll give you that. Draw something here. Okay. It isn't like, you know, set up like, you know, find a pencil, sharpen pen. No, it isn't that simple. There are basic things that you as an adult are going to have to understand. I don't think Vance should waste his time spelling that stuff out. But it really does walk you through to help you out. And I can say firsthand that it really helped me out and made the job a lot easier for me and produced a few results, too, obviously, we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Go ahead, Doug.
Well, another thing is, should you choose to do this, and I really, really hope folks do.
Yeah, totally.
I really do, because one of the things I find about Trinity Science and Vance's group and Vance himself is that the results, when the open remote viewing projects happen, you know, he puts together the package and the final, you know, analysis and everything like that, and then reveals it to everybody. And it really is revealed. I mean, there's no...
It's verifiable.
Yeah, there's
That's
no
the thing.
Hidden knowledge there. It's here's what people sent in, here's the target, here's my analysis before even I knew the target, and then
mm-hmm.
here's the target. And well, actually, no, we review with open remote viewing, we reveal the target even after you did the analysis, right, Vance?
That's correct. Like we were talking about the ORVPs, those are set up under this double blind type of situation where
right.
You know, we have managers and analysts that do not know what the target is, that are getting all this data, looking at it and saying, well, based on the data, this is what I think, you know, the target is or what the target consists of, and that's the information that we release. And then we get feedback, and then we look at, wow, okay, how was the analysis? How was the actual remote viewing sessions? You know, what did we learn? You know, where were we good at? Where were we bad at? You know, what can we, you know, go forward with? This one, as I mentioned, and that's why we decided not to do this as an actual ORVP, is because the way this one's set up, and people can see it on the page there, we have a project team. The way this is set up is I've created this target, and I've created the IDs. So I know what the target is. And that's why I'm not talking about it. I don't want any type of information leak. So I've created those targets, those IDs. I personally am not viewing on the project because of that. That would make
no sense at all, yeah.
Exactly. So the viewers are totally blind. They have no idea. Like, say, the target literally could be anything. You know, it could be anything. So you have no idea.
Exactly.
But I have created that target ID. The analysis, you know, this is going to be a tricky one. Because
it's actually
going
to be harder for you to do the analysis now.
Yeah.
Because my intent,
yeah, my intent on this is to have a third party produce a blind analysis where we'll take all the data and have this individual put together an analysis and say, based on the data, you know, this is what I think the target is, what the target consists of, put together an analysis. And then after that analysis is produced, you know, I'll probably do some type of post-analysis or something.
To learn from it.
To learn from it, and then we'll have feedback and everything. So it's slightly different from, you know, the ORVP.
Yeah, it's a little out of order from ORVP, but you'll still have all the elements there, which
is
interesting.
Exactly. The important elements of the viewers being blind to the target.
That's
really the key thing is to keep that and not having anyone viewing that's involved in the actual, you know, target creation, et cetera. That's an obvious thing. So that's how it's being set up, as we mentioned, open to anybody. The timeline, I'm not sure how you guys want to...
I'll tell you what we'll do. We can work that out here. Why don't we take a quick break, all right? Because what I want to do, if it's okay with you, Vance, I'm going to break.
Sure.
I'm going to go dive into the library. we have our Ghostly Talk library. There's some documents in there I wanted to pull out. What I want to do, if this is cool, just to help people out some more, if we could kind of like dive in, we've kind of dove into the mechanics of this project itself. But I think maybe to help people out too, Vance, again, would be to like try to dive into some of the mechanics also of the actual remote viewing. Like you said, I mean, this is pretty much open to any type of methodology, but there's some ideas that might help you along. I know they helped me out too, and I think it might be really beneficial for this project too.
And I want to mention just one of them before we go to break.
What's that?
Viewers, meaning remote viewers, do not analyze. That's someone else's job.
That's the big thing I want to hit on, too.
Right.
And we'll bring that up after the break again.
Oh, man, totally.
Because that's going to be the hardest thing for me.
God.
Should I undertake the project, is...
For anyone.
And I have a perfect example I want to break out and talk about, too. I'm going to go grab it. I have to go and open up the vault right now and talk to Lurch for a few minutes.
Right.
And have him pull out the documents, all right?
Right.
So, Will, why don't we take us away here, man. Vance, hang tight. Everybody hang tight. We got some more information here for, like, the last half hour of this show. But I think it's really going to help these people out that want to take part in this project we're working on here. Cool?
I like it.
We'll be right back.
Well, I tell you what,
maybe we'll have ourselves a little Christmas right here. Come on, everyone, gather around. String up the lights and light up the tree. We're gonna make some revelry. Spirits are high, so I can tell it's Christmas time in hell. Demons are nicer as you pass them by. There's lots of demon toys to buy. The snow is falling and all is well. It's Christmas time in hell. There goes Jeffrey Dahmer with a festive Christmas ham. After he has sex with it, he'll eat up all he can. And there goes John F. Kennedy, caroling with his son.
Reunited for the holidays, God bless everyone. Everybody has a happy glow, let's dance in blood and pretend it's snow.
Even Mao Zedong is under the spell,
it's Christmas time in hell.
Adolf, here's a present for you.
Oh, a Tannenbaum!
Yes, a Tannenbaum. God cast me down from heaven's door to rule in hell forevermore. But now I'm kind of glad that I fell, because it's Christmas time in hell. Here's a rack to hang the stockings on. We still have to shop for Genghis Khan. Michael Landon's hair looks well. It's Christmas time in hell. There's Princess Diana holding burning mistletoe. Over poor Gene Siskel's head to watch his weenie grow. For one day we all stop burning and the flames are not so thick. All the screaming and the torture stops as we wait for Old St. Nick. So string up the lights and light up the tree. We're damned for all eternity, but for just one day, all is well. It's Christmas time in hell. Gather close together and make it quick. We gotta make room for Andy Dick. Wake his mother and ring the bell. It's Christmas time. Christmas time. It's Christmas time in hell.
Merry Christmas, Movie House!
This is Jeff Walmsley, MothmanLives.com, and co-author of Mothman Facts Behind the Legend, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
And welcome back to The Price is Right. This is Bob Barker.
I'll take door number three.
Oh, you got a big, hairy piece of phlegm. Congratulations.
Yes.
Woo. No, seriously, folks, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
We're going to get sued by The Price is Right now.
Yeah, I know.
Bob Barker's going to come to the door and beat on me harder than he beat on Am Sandler.
The price is wrong.
Yeah.
The price is wrong.
Yeah, that was funny, dude.
Good movie. But that's...
All right.
The horrible brainless films out there, that was one of the better ones, I guess. I got to chuckle out of it.
What's one of the best lines?
Much like that. What I mean, I hate to pimp them, but, you know, Amber made me watch. We have this, me and Amber have this thing going back and forth right now where we're trying to, like, see who can upset each other the worst by making each other watch their favorite films that we don't think each other would like, so to say. So I made her watch, like, Raging Bull. And then she made me watch Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, my God.
And then I made her watch Pulp Fiction, which I don't know how you can't like Pulp Fiction, but, well, she did enjoy it. But then she made me watch that Harold and Kumar's Wild Adventure to White Castle or whatever, which I did enjoy. It was a very...
I only saw pieces of that.
Oh, I was dying. I was dying, dude.
I saw the part where, you know the curse that my family has, right? Where I could
the look small... Oh.
No, not that curse. That's a different curse.
Okay, right.
No, the one where I could be looking at anything, okay? It could be sand-flavored... liver, okay.
Yummy.
in the grocery store, and there will be literally within seconds of me looking at something, there will be a crowd around me all either wanting it or wanting to look at it at that time.
Yeah, okay.
I fill gas stations. I mean, I went to a gas station that had no gas. Mm-hmm. They were replacing the pumps, you know, up at 15 in Utica,
mm-hmm.
right.
when they were replacing the pumps earlier this year. And I went in there, and there were no gas pumps at the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go in, there's nobody there. I go in to buy my, of course, you know, my caffeinated beverage, which I always get.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I left, where the pumps were would have been full because everybody came to that gas station at that time.
Amazing.
And it was at, like, 1 in the morning.
Well, it's because you're a host of Ghostly Talk. That's the simple reason.
So, yeah, I have that curse, and...
Well, I don't know. You know what the funniest part is with the whole thing, though, Doug?
So...
How the hell do we get on that?
Well, in that movie, they go... Mm-hmm. They're on their way. I believe it's that movie. It might be a different movie, because I only saw little clips of these ones. But they're driving in this car or something,
mm-hmm.
and then one has to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
So they pull over to the side of the road in the middle of nothing, and there's nobody around.
Oh, God, not this one. Oh,
man. He goes into the woods, and he finds a likely bush.
A bush, yeah.
And he's, you know, relieving himself, and someone else comes up.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. And wants to use the same bush for the same purpose.
And at the end...
Or maybe it was the neighboring bush, but it was never...
No, it was the same one.
It was the same one, yeah.
And he also commented on his...
Well, I don't know about that. I didn't pay attention to that.
But what
the funny part was that would be... That would happen to me.
Really?
That would happen to me, yes.
Well, I always, you know, whenever we're out at the club and stuff like that, Doug, when we're out there shaking our thing and stuff, you know, when we go on the weekends and stuff.
Shaking our booty.
You know, when you go to the bathroom, I follow you right in.
Everybody.
I always follow you right in so I can pee next to you.
Everybody wants to do that.
Because I want to pee next to you.
They want
to
do that. They want to look at what I'm trying to buy. I swear, my brother was looking at... do you remember when Myers was...
You just lost like 5,000 listeners.
Do you remember when Myers was Source Club?
Yeah.
They had 3 hot water heaters in the entire club, mm-hmm. right? That was that, like, equivalent of Sam's Club.
Mm-hmm.
They had 3. Small, medium, and large, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my dad and I are standing there looking at these hot water heaters because ours was going and we knew we'd need one within, like, 2 months or 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a family of 4.3, okay? Mom, with the kid on the way, the dad, and the 2
Mutants.
Already existing
Mutants,
kids, wedged their way in between us and the 3 models of hot water heaters, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at them, debating their merits, right?
Mm-hmm.
The merits of the hot water heaters. And finally, the mom says, well, we don't really need one. I mean, the house is brand new. We just moved in.
Oh, God.
So then they went on their merry way.
They're just attracted to you. They're attracted to you.
People want to look at whatever I'm looking at.
It's amazing.
It happens.
It's crazy. Can we talk about remote viewing?
Let's do that.
How do we... No, it's a valid thing, but I don't know how... What happened? What just happened? I don't... What just happened, like, in the last
You
5
mentioned
minutes?
That one movie, which brings up my curse.
Was it my fault, then?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take the...
You mentioned
Vance,
the movie.
Vance, I'm very sorry you had to hear that, okay? I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry to the listeners. I'm very sorry to the universe for what we just did. But no, I don't even know how we got it. That was just like... It was like a time vortex or something we just went through. I just lost 5 minutes of my life.
Sorry.
No, not you. It's not your fault. It was my fault. I'm blaming myself. So I'm going to take the controlled remote viewing manual right here.
Yeah.
Okay. And beat myself over the head with it. Because this is a blunt object.
I want to hear that.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, man, I can see it,
this is
too.
Hurt.
This is good.
This is really going to hurt.
I know. That's a big, heavy manual. All
right. Do that.
So bad. Let me try
you possibly
again.
Do that while you're in the bathroom sitting next to each other.
Yeah, let me try
one. Ow! Let's bring that
There's
to,
a metal clip on there that keeps hitting me, dude.
Let's bring that to Coney.
Yeah, and beat on customers.
Oh, that would be good.
They don't shut their mouths.
So the remote viewing manual that you have in your hand...
And I just beat on myself.
That you
yes,
just
sir.
Beat yourself in the head with...
Mm-hmm.
That's the original, though.
This is the original, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what I was trying to find, actually, what we were planning on doing before we came back from break, besides talking about Harold and Kumar's wild adventure to White Castle, and Doug's people being attracted to Doug like magnets, I don't know, was some of the dynamics as far as remote viewing goes. Some of the ideas, and the big thing, and I think Vance can concur with this, too, is that when you're doing this thing, the most important... And I put this in big red bold letters, is that you cannot overthink this. This is an objective project. Now, Vance, I know we talked about this a little bit before we came back on the air. I just want to use it as an example, if that's okay.
Sure.
We can only go as I only want to go as far as you want to go with this. But you guys at Trinity Science did a project. This was a couple years ago, wasn't it? Something like that, like 2 years ago, if I remember.
Yeah, it may have been 2 years by now.
Yeah, almost 2 years, which I found fascinating because I'm a little bit more of an objective person, I think, and a little more open-minded. But you guys did an experiment where you remote viewed the crucifixion from the Bible, what we all know and love, right? Now,
right.
The only thing I want to touch on that, just as for example's purposes to help people out, I think, would be that, let's see here, we have, you know, I want you guys to remote view this thing, right? So, you know, you throw out the target IDs, we go through all the protocols, right? Now you're the remote viewing person, you're down there, you're doing your job, and you make this, let's just say, let's throw it out there. Well, here's a T-shaped object, okay? Well, this could be a number of things. Probably the most familiar thing, though, is the crucifix, where Jesus was crucified, right? After that, your mind runs wild. Like anybody, I think, your mind runs wild. We have a lot of... we have a lot of things we've learned growing up, a lot of information in our brains that we have stored there, and once you like see something like that, it brings all this stuff up. That, in my opinion, from what I've done, and I'm sure Vance will either concur or correct me on this, is that you have to block all that stuff out. You have to be objective. You have to be able to look at this thing and just keep doing your session work and not try to start drawing eyes on that little round thing that looks like a face. Okay, it's not a face. You don't know where it is, right? Am I correct on that, Vance?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would the only thing I wouldn't say I would correct it. The only thing I would add would be when you say block it out, we don't actually if you want to objectify every single thought that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are using your example, you draw something that's T-shaped, and all of a sudden you start getting ideas of crucifixion or something similar, don't mentally say, oh, no, that's ridiculous. Store it away mentally and move on. Objectify it by putting it down on a piece of paper in what we would call AOL, analytical overlay imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Write it down as that. Everything that comes into your mind, into your head while you're doing a session, you want to get down on paper. You must objectify everything.
Mm-hmm.
As ridiculous as it sounds or as way out as it sounds, you must get it on paper. Our biggest opponents in remote viewing, our biggest challenges are imagination and analysis. Those are our enemies during an in-session process. So
mm-hmm.
if, you know, imagination typically, and this is just generalizations, there's no hard rules here, but typically speaking, imagination will come through in a remote viewing session as very, very clear, very static images that you'll see. All of a sudden you'll get this just very detailed static image of something. Typically speaking, that's imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't want to say to yourself mentally, oh, that's ridiculous, and move on. You actually do want to objectify it and get it down on paper. And there's actually a spot on those prepared worksheets on the right-hand column where we call it trash or discard, where you actually write it down, put it down, you know, as descriptive as you need to be, get it down, let it out, basically. You're doing a miniature exorcism. You're getting the information out of your head, because if you leave it in there, subconsciously, it's going to keep popping up. And if you do not exorcise it, it's going to grow until it becomes this subconscious beast that's going to come out, and it's going to taint your entire session. So you must objectify everything. If you have a very vivid, clear, static image that you just cannot seem to get rid of
mm-hmm.
after writing it down and go ahead, take a separate piece of paper, label it AOL or imagination image, whatever, and sketch it out. Get it out of your head. Sketch it out. Drop your pen. Okay, I'm done with that. Get back to your session.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to objectify every single thought. Analysis, yeah, as you were saying, your job in session is not to analyze. Your job is to literally just get every single bit of data down on a piece of paper. That's why we have, you know, the analysts that will look at the data afterwards. So do
mm-hmm.
not think about, you know, hey, well, I'm drawing something round. I'm getting this color of orange. Oh, it must be a basketball.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know. It could be anything. So
yeah, exactly.
Do not analyze.
It could be a pumpkin. It could be an orange itself. It could be all types of things. You don't know what that is. It's not your job to determine that. Your job is just to get the raw data down there that will be analyzed later. That's what the job is, more or less. That's what we're trying to do with this. And that's the hardest thing I know. And that's the biggest hurdle next to actually getting started, I think, on this for a lot of people. It's just like, how do I objectify? I'm 1,400 years old, and for God's sake, I have 1,400 years of experience that, you know, ranges from everything in life, from the trees, from the walls, from the clock on the wall, and all these things that look familiar to me, all these geometric shapes where, like you just said, Bans, I mean, here's a circle, and then I get orange. Well, that's very easy. It's a basketball. I mean, that's just putting these things together, that's what makes this I wouldn't say it's difficult. I enjoyed it myself. I really had a great time doing this thing, Vance, and it was really great. Maybe it's because I'm the host of the show, too, but, you know, it's a little more fun when you're the host of the show, but, I mean, I really enjoyed looking at all of the results from 1 and 2, and I'm really excited to see what's going to happen with this project, too.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting, but, yeah, as we say, you know, those two things are the biggest pitfalls, you know, not only for new people, but for advanced people, too. I mean, it doesn't change. I mean, it's still there.
Uh-huh.
Imagination and analysis is always there, and, you know, that example of round, orange, oh, it must be a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
When you mentally think, must be a basketball, or, oh, basketball, you don't want to just mentally say, oh, that's ridiculous, move on. Actually write down basketball, or whatever you thought. No, it must be a basketball. Write down, must be a basketball.
Mm.
And put it in, you know, if you're using those worksheets, put it on the right-hand column where it says garbage. Because that's a deduction that you're coming to. You're deducting that it's a basketball based on your memories, past experiences that, oh, round orange must be a basketball.
Mm.
But so that's your mind, you know, the namer guesser part of your mind creeping in saying, that's what it is. Well, you don't know that. You do not have enough information to, you know, to make that call,
mm-hmm.
and that's not your job. So write it down, get it out of your mind. So you're doing a mental dump, you know. You're basically getting all the information onto a piece of paper, let it out, move on.
Mm-hmm.
So your job is just literally to bridge that gap between, you know, the subconscious and, you know, the conscious, and get all the information onto the paper and just keep going. Just keep dumping out data onto the paper.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I can only speak from experience on this thing too. For the people that are still kind of like, oh, you know, we should have convinced everybody by now. We should have session work coming in right now, Vance. I mean, it should be happening if I'm correct. But for the people, we should have convinced all of you. But for the people that are still, you know, a little on the fence here, I understand. I mean, it's not exactly the easiest thing to start doing. But once you get going, it's an amazing thing to do, especially when you can verify it. That's another thing I wanted to hit on too, Vance, if that's cool,
mm-hmm.
is that's what we're doing with this stuff too. A lot of these things, as far as the ORVP goes, 1 and 2, these were verifiable targets that could be
Correct.
Done. That's a big thing. Doug, you mentioned that a little bit before we went to break here. These are verifiable targets. You're going to see, this is ironic we're bringing this up now, but you're going to see the fruits of your labors. You're going to see that. You're going to get some closure. Remember that, Doug? We talked about that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see what's going on here. You're not just going to give this stuff to Vance, and he's going to go, thank you very much, come again. And he's going to leave. You're never going to hear from anybody again. You're never going to hear from us again. Ghost Talk is going to shut down. You'll never hear from us ever again, right? No, what we're going to do is we're going to follow this up. And that's what we're going to plan on also, is doing a follow-up show to this project. Okay, we're gonna have you come back on, Vance, as far as in regards to this project goes, and we're gonna do like we've done for the last two projects, where we've literally combed through all of the data. The target will be released. The target will be released then. Well, I'm sorry. The feedback will be released. What happened here? You're gonna be able to see what happened, right? And whether you're wrong or right or whatever, you know, hey, that's cool. You're going to be able to see what other people have done, too. And in my opinion, if you go back and listen to the old shows and go through the old projects, because we have it all still up on the site for you to check out, it's fascinating. It's just fascinating work that's being done here.
And I think it'll be an incredible learning experience.
It is. It's a really great learning experience.
Yeah, this one's going to be, I think, really, really neat because it's spanning so many target IDs. And, yeah, just let me mention that also, I guess, as we go through this process, and I think we still have some communication to figure out as far as, you know, times and such. If you are going to participate, keep updated by checking on, you know, the page periodically, because we may have time updates, or it's quite possible that there may possibly be another target ID added to this.
Okay.
But, you know, so it's not, you know, a done deal yet. So this is
it's an ongoing project.
Yeah.
It's going to be a biggie. Like I say, we have right now we have 4 target IDs, and you know, just as an example, the people that I work with, like the advanced and you know what we call professional level remote viewers, one session, one single session, might be 20 to 30 pages.
Mm-hmm.
So you figure, you know, there's going to be 4 or 5 advanced or professional level viewers at least. Working each one of these targets, you're dealing with several hundred pages of data that's going to be compiled on this thing.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be a massive, massive analysis and undertaking, and it's going to be quite interesting. There could be more IDs. And also, let me say real quick, for any of the advanced viewers that may want to participate, and please do, the very last target ID that's up there right now, it's target ID Delta, 92201548. If you are what we would consider an advanced, you know, working in the formal methodologies of stage 4, stage 6 type of realm, contact me on that because there's some further instructions I would like to give advanced viewers as far as what type of information. Now, that does not mean I'm giving out target data, but on this specific target, there's something specific. I'm trying to think of a way of word this without giving too much information. There's something specific. There's a way of giving instructions to advanced viewers for them to cue into something specific I'm looking for that advanced viewer may be able to pick up on that may answer some of the questions. So if you're an advanced viewer, please contact me on that. And for anyone, truly, if you have any questions, email me. You can get to me via Ghostly Talk. You can get to me via the ORVP at TrinityScience.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach me personally at VSW at TrinityScience.com.
Mm-hmm.
I do apologize that our main site, TrinityScience.com, it's still active, but there's just a maintenance page up right now. We're doing some massive redesigns, but it redirects you, or there's a link that will take you to our blog site, and that's where the team members typically kind of communicate with each other. We'll have updates on there, so you can kind of, you know, I'm always keeping a way for people can, you know, stay in touch with what we're doing. So if you have any questions, always a way to get a hold of me. Of course, you can always get a hold of you know, Ghostly Talk guys, and they can forward anything on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to attest also on this. I keep saying it over again. Vance is the king of email. So if you email him, you will get a reply within 4.5 seconds. That's usually the running average.
That's the mean.
I figured out about every email I've sent him. I took a mean average, and I got the standard deviation and figured it out, and I got 4.5 seconds. So
yeah. And that's if I cannot preempt your email.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, see, there you go. I mean, you have basically fortified your seat as the king of email right there.
Yeah, but how does a negative figure into the equation?
It skewed the whole thing. I can't even figure it out now.
We need to get a mainframe.
We need to do something. But, you know,
we'll borrow who's the Ghost Hunter folks here in Warren?
Oh, Grimstone's.
We'll borrow Grimstone's mainframe.
Okay.
And we'll just plug that in.
Oh, yeah.
See what your average is down to.
Well, here's one more thing, Vance, though. Is there a drop-dead date where people have to have their session work in for this project? Do you have
it? Well, that's, you know, I wasn't sure if we wanted to assign a date. We have 4 IDs, so we, you know, we need to give a little more
time, of course. Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking Tuesday the latest. And
this coming Tuesday?
No.
Yeah. I was like, damn, dude. Okay. Okay, you're kidding.
Yeah,
I
guess right now we can leave it open if we want to, and then we can.
Yeah.
Well,
we can keep folks informed.
Yeah, totally.
We can do that.
Well, yeah, if that's cool, well, you know, we'll, of course, we're going to keep in contact. You know, we always talk all the time. So, you know, if you want to throw a drop-dead date on there, we can do it. We'll put it up on the site. We'll update the page. And you have access to that page to do that, too. So keep us informed, too, and we'll just kind of play it by ear. But I'm really, really geeked about this. I think this is going to be a very, very cool project.
It already is. It's already, you know, going to be something quite interesting.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
Is there any questions that, you know, I know we didn't have time to really get into the too much of the actual mechanics.
Well, Vance, why is the sky blue?
Yeah, we could start a project on that.
Let's figure that out.
Scott,
yes.
Do you think you're going to do it?
I'm not going to release any information.
Oh!
You know how this thing works.
You
should know better than anybody here that
yeah.
we do this thing. This is a very...
It's
very, very confidential what we do here, because we believe that there could be that psychic bleed we've discussed in these projects, Vance. So
right.
I'm not going to give you any information,
okay.
especially here on the air with our illustrious listener.
Well, that's true.
So,
our listener.
So, no, I really don't know yet. That's what I'll say.
I think I'm up in the air as well. But
I'm like a little kid in a candy store. I always want to read the end of the book before I read the whole book.
Yeah.
So I'm just like really stoked to see what comes of this project, like the other two we've done with Vance. That's
right.
What I'm really excited to see what comes out of this. Now whether I'm going to do anything.
You guys are writing the book, so hopefully someone doesn't want to. Hopefully everyone just doesn't want to read the end because.
Well, yeah.
Someone will help write. Yeah.
I don't know. That's been brought up twice tonight. I think we have to write a book.
Our ghostwriter. Yeah.
We have to get a ghostwriter.
Thomas Brian Roberts, call me.
Oh my God.
When I first talked to him virtually online, he was a college student.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's out of college by now, and he should be a published author. I don't know why. You know, I guess I have to go to Amazon and
check it out. Do a search.
Find his published work. Whoever's publishing him now, he's an amazing, amazing, amazing author. And at least he wasn't published in. Well, he was published in magazines and stuff,
yeah.
but not a book. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, we need help.
we need
big time help.
Yeah.
Vance, is there anything else you wanted to throw out there to everybody?
No, I can't think of anything right now. And
if there's any questions, of course. I mean, everybody out there listening, if there's any questions, email Vance, Vance S. West, VSW, at TrinityScience.com. That's his email. ORVP at, you said ORVP at TrinityScience.com also. That's the other email address, too.
Right, that's correct.
If you have a question, if you're too lazy to find those, just go ahead and email one of us. We'll forward it over to Vance. No problem.
Yeah.
We'll be happy to do that.
Yeah.
We want to get as many people as possible involved with this. This is a lot of fun. It's a very, very, very cool learning experience. I can only say I can speak from experience with all sincerity. This is a very cool project, and we love to work with Vance on these things too. Vance is, he's the man as far as I'm concerned with this particular stuff. And we've been doing this for 2 years now. We've been kind of working on stuff like this. So
yeah,
top of the hour, you guys.
Yeah, 2 years.
We're getting kicked off.
Yep, it's top of the
corporate
hour.
Corporate stepping in and tearing us apart. Vance, stay on the line, though. I got something I want to talk to you about after we leave the show.
Okay.
I don't want our listeners to hear.
Whoa, gotcha. Is there a secret?
No.
Oh.
No, it's nothing. It's no big deal. All right, let's go.
I was hoping
here.
There was a secret. But
Vance, me and you need to... I'll call you on my cell phone after the show.
Disgusting.
Only on the red phone.
Yeah, on the red phone. Vance,
you
thanks for coming on the show, man. We really appreciate it.
Go ahead. Yeah, thank you guys for the opportunity to open this up. So
yeah, we're really excited about doing this. It just kind of came together, and I'm glad it did. I'm really happy about that.
So I'd like to thank Vance S. West of Trinity Science at trinityscience.com,
mm-hmm.
Which is being revamped, but it will be back up. It's mm-hmm. linked up on our homepage. Our homepage is, of course, www.ghostlytalk.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And and I have to thank also, of course, Tim Yancey of TimYancey.com, revamping his website. And
we're revamping our website, too. Isn't that
we're doing ours. I know.
What's going on here? I'm seeing a pattern.
Website sweep-up.
Apparently. I don't know what's going on.
Season or something.
Also, Marcus Leader was on the show.
The incredible Marcus Leader of Leader Research.
Brilliant.
Absolutely was on. Thank you to every listener.
Yes.
Thank you for listening and sharing the Ghostly Talk because you're allowed to under the open content license.
Yeah, man.
And welcome to the Robin Valley Community Radio. Folks.
Yes, welcome
back. Micro Power Radio rocks.
Yes.
And Community Radio, let's do it. Let's everybody do it.
Yes.
With that, I must say, this is the end of Ghostly Talk for this week. We will be back next week, 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yep.
That's it? That's all I have to say?
I am Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And this was Ghostly Talk. Let's get the heck out of here, guys.
Yeah.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
hard to listen to now.
Yeah.